In the name of Jesus, I want to bless God today for His word. In Jesus' name. Today, our text is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 43 to 48. And it reads thus. Now the woman having the flow of blood for 12 years, who has spent all her livelihood on physician and could not be healed by him, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "What touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitude train and press you, and you say, who touched me?" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Our blessed Father in heaven, thank you so much for today, Jesus. Thank you for your loving and caring heart. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for loving us. I pray to God, for I'm about to speak, Father, to interpret what you, God, has spoken. Help me, O God, that I will speak according to your will. Guide me, O God, that my focus will be drawn to you. And Lord, those listening to me, I pray, Jesus, that the word will help them. And God, it will make great impact in the life of those you intended for. Thank you and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm grateful today, and I bless God for everything He has done. As I was meditating upon this passage of scripture, the Lord led me to quickly speak to you on a thing. Know the importance of faith in Jesus. Many of us are where we are because we have not come to realize the importance of faith in Jesus. In John chapter 1, verses 10 to 12, Jesus' own people missed the opportunity of God's blessing because they did not see the importance of faith in Jesus. So God extended the invitation to those who were not part of His salvation plans. Today, I want you to step in with faith and believe God for your breakthrough. This lady, according to the Bible, experienced bleeding for 12 unbroken years. She went from hospital to hospital. She met doctors upon doctors. Everything she has finished. She finally concluded by developing the importance of faith in Jesus. And she said to herself, "If I can manage to touch the tip of his garment, I'm sure I will get well." Quickly, I'm led by the Spirit of God to speak to you on three key points. The first thing I want us to discuss today is the lady under discussion concluded that Jesus is the final authority. Not only that, she also recognized his authority. And finally, she submitted to the authority of Jesus. Hallelujah. This lady concluded that Jesus is the final authority. If you read verses 43 to 44, and a woman having a flow of blood for 2 years, who has spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. Hallelujah. The Bible says this lady had been carrying a problem for 2 broken years. But finally she concluded and said, I believe I can go to Jesus. I don't need to carry money because everything I have is finished. I don't need to carry silver and gold because everything I have is finished. I don't have to carry what the world is curious about. I don't have it. The value of things that people need in the world, I don't have it. And Jesus do not need it. All he needs is to believe in him, that he is the final authority. Hallelujah. When she recognized everything she has was gone, she began to step in by faith. She said to herself, if only I can touch the tip of his garment, I will be made whole. No matter how many people surround Jesus, all I can do is to manage to touch the tip of his garment, and I know in a minute of time, in no many, my case will be settled. Hallelujah. You don't need money to encounter Jesus. It does not require anyone permission only to walk to Jesus. I can assure you this time that this lady had made up her mind and say, I know I have gone from place to place. I'm getting all of the advices. I'm getting all the treatment that men can prescribe. The best of doctors, I've visited them. But this time, I left with one person whom I have not visited. And that is Jesus. And I just believe that if I visit him, my condition will not remain the same. And the Bible says she took the decision. In point two, not only that this lady concluded that Jesus is the final authority, but she also recognized his authority. This woman did not take no time when she had the opportunity to manage to touch the tip of his garment. She did not take no time. Hallelujah. And she managed to touch the garment of Jesus, the tip of the garment. And the Bible says in verse 45, Jesus said, who touched me? He recognized someone touched him. And his disciples were like, Looking at the multitudes of people, it is possible that someone will touch you. But Jesus said, power has left me. Someone with a strong faith touched me. It is not a physical touch, but someone has touched me. Hallelujah. with a strong faith. Something miraculous happened. The Bible says the bleeding stopped immediately. Listen, if we move with faith to Jesus, He will calm our situation. Hallelujah. He will put our problem to the end. I also believe that we're meaning, according to the Bible, there were multitudes of people that surround Jesus. Some of them had no plans to follow Him. Some of them had wrong motives of following Jesus. Some of them had no purpose of following Him. But they were all following Jesus. This woman saw the weakness of those around him, because some of them had no plans to follow him. Some of them had no purpose to follow him. Some of them do not know the main reason they were following Jesus. So she used the opportunity to move closer to Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know why some of you are following Jesus. Some of you may not know what you're following Jesus. But I want you to understand that there must be a purpose for which you follow Jesus. If you don't have no plans and purpose of following Jesus, I want you to develop one today. I want you to develop the reason you're following Jesus. And if you define it to be necessary and important to you, the major thing about following Jesus is to believe in Him, trust in Him, rely on Him, depend on Him, know that He's the final authority. Finally, she became humbled. In verse 46 and 48, but Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she has touched him and how she was healed immediately. The Bible says she submitted. Listen, humility is something that is important to every Christian's life. We must be humbled to the authority of Jesus. This woman was humbled to the authority of Jesus. I can admit that some of you here or listening to me can only be humbled when all is finished. When life places you in a condition that you have no solution to, then we become humbled. But we need to be humbled no matter who we are, we need to be humbled. I want to say to you today, develop a faith in Jesus. Trust in Him. Depends on Him. Know the importance of faith in Jesus. There are many that are around you that are getting breakthrough because they know the importance of faith in Jesus. If you don't know the importance of faith in Jesus, you must stay in the ministry for years and you will not find your way through. I want to encourage you today. This is a time to be strong. This is time to trust God. This is time to live your life for Jesus. This is time to depend on Him in everything. If you are not place your hope in Jesus, if you are not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to use this opportunity to also lead you to the saving grace of Jesus. I want you to believe today in your heart. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for those who have not known you. Father God, I pray for them that they will recognize you as a living God. Even those who have known you, I pray to God that Father, help them to build their faith in you, that the world will not smash them away. I pray to God that our focus will always be on you, and God, our desires will be met. Bless us now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.